All right, Jebosei, good evening. Let's begin. So I want to share with you. I know last week we started the Kutei Moharan, and we actually were doing it with the Perusha of Rav Arush, which was really beautiful. We went through the first piece. And my intention is still to go ahead and really focus on the Kutei Moharan. I came across this beautiful idea from the Kutei Halachas. Remember again, there's another statement by Rabbi Nachman of the Kutei Halachas, where Rabbi Nachman essentially goes ahead and takes halachas, but unravels them and discovers the deeper meaning in them. So I happened to see two pieces on the parsha from the Kutei Halachas that I thought were incredibly beautiful, that I think just convey magnificent messages. So we'll resume the Kutei Moharan and Mirat Hashem next year. So we'll say this is only opening pasuk in the parsha. Vayira elav Hashem beilonei mamre fu yoshev pesach ol kichom ayom. So we know the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu was in Elonei Mamre, that's the name of the place, and Avram Avinu was sitting at the entrance, so you have the tent, in the heat of the day. Good. So we're all familiar with the narrative. Avram Avinu is post-circumcision, looking for guests, looking for Archim, Achnasas Archim, despite his physical pain. Beautiful. Rabbi Nachman highlights two incredible yesodos here. You're going to see it's actually two different pieces. One is the Kutei Halachos, the Hilchos Hashkamas Baboker, and the second one, actually they're both from Hilchos Hashkamas Baboker, but we're going to see two ideas from this pasuk. One will frame it as Bin Adam L'Chaveiro, and one Bin Adam L'Makom. One lesson for interpersonal lives, and one lesson for our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So take a look at the first part. I apologize, I didn't letter it, but it's in the Kutei Halachos, the bottom commentary, the right-hand column. So the Rebbe says as follows. He says, Vayir alav Hashem. Listen to how beautiful this is about to say. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs bikur cholim. So remember again, even though we have a principle the Yerushalmi brings down of ein l'meidin davar mikodem matan Torah, that in general we do not learn binding halacha from any event that occurred before matan Torah, that occurs before Har Sinai. That's it, for example, even the simplest example of this, even Bris Milah. Bris Milah, which was given in last week's parasha, end of last week's parasha, the way we know that Bris Milah is a binding mitzvah is not from last week's parasha. It's somewhere. It's in Parshas Tazria, where the Torah says, "Ubayoma shmini imal b'sar arlaso." So we don't learn binding halacha from these stories, but we do learn certain principles. So, for example, nowhere in the Torah does it say you have to be mevaker chola. Right? Nowhere does it say you have to visit the sick. So where do we learn the mitzvah of bikur cholim from? This week's parasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevaker chola. He comes to visit Avraham Avinu. So look what he writes. This is so beautiful. It is very important to visit the sick. Ulahazbir lo panim. I will say, what does this phrase mean? Ulahazbir lo panim, to show him a gracious countenance. It's very important to visit the sick person and to open it. Lahazbir lo panim, to give. What's this name? Lahazbir lo panim is what lashon is that? Savor panim. Right? Savor panim. You give someone a smiling face, you give someone a smiling countenance. You give prayers. Shdahinu, listen to this. Mashe b'nei Adam nichnasin etzlo, u'mefakchin al asaka va'osnal kol tzrachav. Because you're supposed to know when you go to visit someone who's sick, and you ask them. So you're supposed to know. Sometimes people, it's both by biker cholim and nichum avelim, right? Visiting the sick and going to visit mourners. People sometimes mistakenly think that it's their job to distract. Right, I'm going to be mevaker chola. I'm going to distract the sick person from his illness. I'll make him forget about his illness for a couple of minutes, or I'm going to do nichum avelim, and we're going to speak about anything and everything but the person who passed away. But it's not true. You go do nichum avelim. The goal is the other wants to speak about their loss. If they want to speak, they want to speak about their loss. You go to be mevaker chola. The boss say you can't distract the chola from his choli. He's in the hospital. He's bedbound. He's sick. He knows that he's sick. So what's the mitzvah biker cholim? Umefakin alak asakov. You see how he's doing. Va'osnal kol tzrachiv. And you see, can you do so? But so the mitzvah biker cholim is to go and visit someone who's ill and to see if you can do something for them. So meaning, the notion of sitting with someone and making small talk is very nice, but that's not biker cholim. Biker cholim liva kera bikur means to inspect. I'm there to go ahead and see what's going on with the chol and to find out if they need anything. Kimo shekasa b'shulchan aruch, shezeu b'chinas he'aras panim. So I will say, what does it mean to go, what is this lashon of he'aras panim, lahazbir lo panim? When you show up in front of someone who's sick and you show them your face and you say to them, I'm here, I care, what can I do? That's a mitzvah b'chol. That's Mitzvah Bikur. People say Mitzvah Bikur Cholo means you don't have to figure out what to talk about. You don't have to make small talk. You don't have to crack a joke. The goal is ultimately, again, that the Cholo sees someone cares about them. Someone cares. You're not forgotten. I'm here to help. What can I do? And look what he writes. Ki ein, so listen to this Lashon. Ki ein mastirin pneihem mimenu. Listen to this Lashon. I'll translate it and we'll explain it. Meaning, when I show up and I see the Chola, what I'm telling him is, I'm not hiding from you, and I'm not hiding in my house. See, Rabbi said, what is the Rebbe referring to over here? Sometimes Bikur Cholim is an uncomfortable mitzvah. Just like sometimes Nichum Avelim is an uncomfortable mitzvah. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because it's often uncomfortable to be with people who are undergoing difficult situations. I will tell you, it is much easier to raise money than it is to get people to do chasadin. Not because people aren't bali chesed, but because there are certain types of chesed that make people uncomfortable. Visiting sick people is not something that's easy for everyone. Nichum Avelim is not easy. These are uncomfortable. I don't know what to say. Is the person going to talk? Do we talk about the illness? Not talk about the illness? Do we talk about... It's uncomfortable. So the Rebbe says, when you show up at someone's bedside and you don't withdraw and you don't hide away and you don't absent yourself from their difficulty, but you're there, you're present, they see your face, rak boim elov va'osin lo tzrachov umedabrin alibo, but you come to the person who's ill. You ask him what he needs. Midabrin alibo. You speak to him. Midabrin alibo means the goal is not small talk. Midabrin alibo means talk to him. How are you feeling? Is there anything I could do? You seem nervous. You seem anxious. You seem scared. Whatever it is, but you speak to his heart. You speak to his heart. The Rebbe says, shezeh kushakol zeh b'chinas ha'aras panim. The Rebbe says, that's what it means to show someone your face in Bikur Cholim. That's levakir asachola ulahazmir lo panim. The Rebbe defines the mitzvah. To visit and to ultimately show him a caring countenance. I'm here because I care. I could easily absent myself and send you a fruit basket. I could absent myself and leave you a text message. I could absent myself and send you regards through someone else. But I'm here. I'm here because I care, because when you're going through a difficult time and I want to help you out. So we'll say, listen to what the Rebbe says. And when you do this, Mamshichin alav chius mebechinas ha'aras panim shalamala. Shemisham iker hachios lahachios esachola. And I will say, when one Jew goes out of his way to be mazbir ponim to another Jew, when you go out of your way to make yourself available and to make yourself present for someone else in need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same for that chola as well. This is part of the general motif we have of that Hashem Silcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shadow. Whatever I do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu replicates my actions as well. So l'maisa, again, when I go out of my way to make myself present in the life of someone else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if Ploni, if a human being, could give that chola attention, I'm going to give that chola attention as well. People say, where does the Rebbe get this from? He sees this in the opening verse of this week's parasha. Vayera Elov Hashem. We'll say, what's happening in the pasuk? Remember again, with all the mafarshim pick up on it, we'll say, it says Vayera, God appears to Avram. What's missing from the pasuk? Right? What did he say? Like, what's going on over here? And the answer is because the essence of this connection has nothing to do with what God said. It's nothing to do with God's speech. There's no major words. What's the point? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing up. Avram is in pain. Avram is in discomfort. Vayera, Hashem appears before Avraham. And the mere appearance of God before Avram tells Avram, he's not alone. There's someone here to help. There's someone here to aid. There's someone who understands the complexities of his situation. That's the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. All from that one word, Vayera, Elov Hashem. We'll say sometimes, you know what the incredible yisod is? In life, sometimes the greatest accomplishment is just showing up. Think about it for just a moment. And let's say, so again, just think about it from a parent-child perspective. Sometimes the greatest memories we have of our parents is when They were just showed up. They were there. Usually it's not something they said. It's a time that they were there for me. Conversely, sometimes the greatest moments of life disappointment is when my parents weren't there when they were supposed to be. They might have said all the right things. Life, so much of life, so much about interpersonal success is just being present. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayileva, I'm here. No, we don't really have anything all that much to talk about, nothing that much to go over, but I just want you to know that I'm present, and if you need anything, I am making myself available to you. So we'll say that's lesson number one. An interpersonal lesson of Vayileva Hashem, which is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim ultimately means making yourself available for the needs of the other. Not absenting yourself, not losing yourself in small talk, but making another person feel like they are supported, like they're not alone, like someone else's presence. But then the Rebbe goes on. If you skip down to the bottom of the left-hand paragraph on this first page, he gives another beautiful lesson. So I'll say that's the lesson, Bein Adam L'Chavero, interpersonal lesson. Then the Rebbe goes on. He says, Vayira Elav Hashem B'Elonim Amrei V'Huyo She'Pesach Chavayom. Same pasuk. Vayira Elav Hashem Zeh Bechinas Hisgalos Elokus. So remember again, we'll say that phrase of Vayira Elav Hashem is a dramatic one. God appears to Avram. That Lashon, again, the Mefarshim all pick up on this idea that Vayira, even Unkulu says V'Iskali, is a revelation. You know, we'll say sometimes you could see something and sometimes something is revealed to you. Vayira Elav is not just that God made himself visible to Avram. There was a revelation that took place over here. V'zeh i'efshar, turn the page. V'zeh i'efshar liskos. Let's listen to this idea. Ki im al yedei shenichnasin beheichali hatmuros u'mevarrin hakedusha misham. So listen to what the Rebbe explains. The Rebbe explains that there is this chamber called the Heichalei HaTemuros. Say, what's the Heichalei HaTemuros? So I'll say, so, you know, in Kabbalistic literature, you learn about all of these different Heichalim, all of these different chambers in the celestial sphere. What's the Heichalei HaTemuros? So we'll say, this is wild. Look what he writes. Well, actually, before we go on, he says, Heichalei HaTemuros, Temura means what? An exchange. I'm sorry, a replacement. Right? So for example, there's a concept, lo yamir, right? Lo yamir tobara rabbi tov, the halacha is, if you set aside an animal for a karban, you cannot swap out that animal for another animal, even if the second animal is better, certainly if it's worse. But you can't swap out. That's temura. Temura means exchanging one thing for the other. Now we'll say, what's the heichalei temuros? What's the greatest challenge in life? The greatest challenge in life is knowing what is good and what is not. What is tov? What is ra? What is kasher? What's treif? What's tameh? What's tahar? The greatest challenge in life is knowing what should I hold on to and what should I push away. Is this not what we struggle with each and every day? And I will say this takes many different forms. You know, on a very simple level, a person has a day in front of them. There's a limited number of hours in the day. So every single morning, a person has to make a conscious decision. What am I giving my attention to today? There's a whole list of stuff that's important. It's all important, right? What's more important? Because I can't do everything. So, and also we know this, right? You ever have one of those days where you have a wonderful plan for what you're going to accomplish, and then what happens? You make the mistake of answering the phone. Right? One phone call. Right? One phone call and suddenly everything is derailed. Or, I'm not going to look at my email, except you made the mistake of looking at it and one email derails everything. And I will say, what happens? I have a very busy day, but I didn't accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. On a more dramatic level, the shaila is in life sometimes things that look good and look kadosh and look holy and look relevant and look important are very often impure, unimportant, and fleeting. The Heichalei HaTemuros, the chamber of Temura, is the chamber of life. Because what am I exchanging for what? Life is filled with choices. I have to figure out what should I choose because it's good, and what should I let go of because it's not good. And I will say, not good is a relative term. Not good doesn't have to mean that it's evil. Not good doesn't have to mean that it's terrible. Not good just means that what? It's not the right thing for me to be devoting my energies to. So the Rebbe says, this is incredible. How do you, Vayira Elav Hashem is a statement of revelation. How do I get to the level of revelation? So the Rebbe posits that the way you get there is ultimately by successfully navigating the Heichale HaTemuros, the chamber of Temuros, the chamber of, I don't know what the good English term for this would be, because you wouldn't want to be, honest. Not the chamber of exchanges, right? That sounds like the counter at Target. You know, that's not...
Options?
Options, maybe it's options. Go to the chamber of options. And that's life, by the way. That's a metaphor for life. That's not just a chamber. That's life. Life is one big Heichale HaTemuros. What am I accepting? What am I rejecting? What am I taking? What am I rejecting? V'zeh b'chinas. Bosei, get ready for this. This is incredible. Be'elonei mamrei. Says the Rebbe, that's the deeper meaning of elonei mamrei. Lashon t'mura. Lashon v'im hamer yamirenu. So what's it? Look what Rabbi Nachman says. He says, elonei mamrei, of course, is a geographic location, but it also has a metaphorical meaning. Elonei mamrei, Bosei, is the same. Mamrei is the same lashon of what? As t'mura. As t'mura. So where is Avram Avinu situated? Where is he basing himself? Where is he living right now? Be'ilonei Mamrei. He's living in the Heichal HaTemuros. Right? He's living ultimately again in the chamber of options, the chamber of exchanges. And life is all about trying to figure out what's good and I should take it. And that was like the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Erevin says, that Olam Hazeh Ki Be'ilu L'damyo. This world, is like a wedding feast. Chatov yachol, chatov ushasei. Grab and eat, grab and drink. Suppose I said it's an incredible example, because what happens? You go to a chasana, and there's the smorgasbord. And what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Two things. Right? Number one, where do I start? Number two,
when are they pulling it away?
How much time do I have? And number three, why are the plates so small? Right? Why don't they just give me regular dinner plates? Right? Why do I have to get the little smorgasbord plates? So we'll say, that's the metaphor that Chazal chose. That's life. And we'll say, you know what happens? You know, if you're going around the smorgasbord and you choose something that's not so great, there's like an element of charata. I'm wasting my time with this. Right, I might as well go back to the little hot dogs. You know, that's always a given. You know, that's a sure bet. Right? So let's say, life is filled. So Elonei Mamrei is where Avram Avinu was living. What does it mean he lives in Elonei Mamrei? First of all, I'll say, who cares? What does it really matter to us that he's in Elonei Mamrei? Because the Rebbe says, the Torah is giving us much more than a geographic location. It's giving us an insight into Avram Avinu's ruchnius. Where does Avraham live? He lives in Elonei Mamrei. He lives in the chamber of choices. He lives in the chamber of options. He lives in the chamber of Temura. And he knows that life is a constant struggle to make the right decisions. Should I choose A or should I choose B? Is A kosher? Is A shrev? Is B tar? Is B tame? That's what Avraham Avinu lives. And I will say, every moment is a choice. You know, remember, again, I will say, every choice comes with sacrifice. If you choose A, it means you're not going to have B. And so I have to calculate that. Is A really the right decision? And is A so good that I should be willing to sacrifice B? That's what it means to live in Elonei Mamrei. The Rebbe goes on. V'zei b'Elonei Mamrei, b'chinas ha'shnei ilano, shem ilani d'chaye v'ilani d'mosa. So I say an incredible play on words over here. He says Elonei, he translates it as ilano's trees. That what is life? What is life a choice between? Life is a choice between the tree of life and the tree of death. Everything in life is either part of the tree of life or the tree of death. There's no in between. Shesham achizas haichali atmuros shelotzim lahachlif ulahamir osam l'rachi kesa adam chas v'shalom meilana dechaye elahefe chas v'shalom. So we'll say this is what life is. Life is Elonei Mamrei. And what happens in Elonei Mamrei? There are trees all around me. Some of them are the tree of life. Some of them are the tree of death. There is Mamrei, there's Temuros, there are changes and exchanges and options and choices, and everything in life, Rav Osai, is filled with choices. Every moment, we make choices. And because of that, we must be so vigilant to condition ourselves to think before we act so that we can make the right decisions in life. And if you live life like that, if you live life in Elonei Mamrei, then Rav Osai, then what do you get? What do you get? Va'al yadam daika nigla elav Hashem ayidei shezacha levarer osam devarer hatov mehara ulahalos hakedusha misham ad shezacha liiskalos elokus bechinas beir lavashem. So let's listen to what Rabbi says. This is how you read the pasuk. Va'yera elav Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu. Now remember, Vayera doesn't just mean appeared, but what does Vayera mean? Vayera means like appeared in a dramatic way. A gilui, a revelation. Avram, how did you merit such a revelation? And what's the answer I will say? It's the very next phrase. Be'elonei mamre. The answer is right there. How do you merit revelation? By making the right decisions in life. By living in Elonei Mamre. By recognizing that every moment in life you choose between the trees, the Eitz HaChayim and the Eitz HaMaves. Every moment in life you're living in the Heichal HaTemuros, the chamber of choices, the chamber of options, and choose wisely. And if you make the right decision, choose the right tree, choose the right Temura, then Vayira Elav Hashem. So what's we see something amazing. From one little phrase, and by the way, it's just the opening phrase in the parasha. Literally, just the opening. Vayera lav Hashem, be'elonei mamre. That's the whole drasha. We're going to learn incredible lessons. Lesson number one, a lesson being adam lechavero, where the Rebbe teaches us the concept of bikur cholim. I will say, but it's beyond bikur cholim also. See, what the Rebbe teaches us about bikur cholim is the essence of the mitzvah of bikur cholim is to make yourself available to the other. Sometimes when we see people going through difficult times, we almost have like a reflexive reaction to withdraw. I can't handle it. I can't really deal with it. I've got my own stuff going on. I'll daven for you. I'll add you to my tehillim list. I'll text you every once in a while. But I can't be present. I can't be present. And what the Rebbe, Kadosh Baruch Hu models for us, that when you see a person in crisis, the most important thing you can do is be present. Because at the end of the day, most times when people are suffering, you can't solve their problems. You can't fix their problems. Because often when people are really suffering in a profound way, at most maybe they could fix their problems, but someone outside of them can't fix their problems. So if I can't fix their problems, what could I do? I can be present. You could see my face. Vayera Elav Hashem. You could see my face. You could see that I care. You could see that I'm here. I'm not running away. I'm not hiding myself. I'm here. And who models that for us? None other than the Ribono Shel Olam. There's no dialogue mentioned over here because that's not the message. Bikur Cholim is not coming up. People think, that sounds like you do Bikur Cholim, what's the goal? I'm going to give chizuk, right? I'm going to come in and I'm going to tell you why how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and it's going to be great. I'm going to fill you with hope and optimism. Do you know what happens most times when you try to do that for people? Right? You know what happens most times? Not only does it not work, but often it profoundly backfires. And the truth is, it comes off as disingenuous. You don't always have to give people chizuk. Sometimes the only thing you need to do is show them your face. Be present. Don't run away. Don't retreat. Be a presence. Vayira Elav Hashem. Second lesson says the Rebbe, Nurama bin Adam Lamakum. His Vayira Elav Hashem teaches us the highest level. What do we strive for? Right? What do we want more than anything? Is we want to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We want Vayira Elav Hashem. I want the Isgali. I want God to be revealed to me. I want to feel Him. I want to see Him. I want to experience Him. So how do you do that? Be'elonei mamre. You have to live your life in the Heichal HaTemuros. You have to recognize that everything in life is a choice. You have to choose between the Ilanos, the tree of life and the tree of death. You have to live in the chamber of choices and make the right choices. And if you strive and you struggle to make the right choices in life, you won't always be successful. But as long as you're thinking, and as long as you're pondering, and as long as you're reflecting on the choices you make before you make them, recognizing that every step in life is a choice, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're living a thoughtful existence like that, Vayera Elav Hashem, then I will give you the bracha, I will give you the privilege, I'll give you the gift of Gilui Shechina.
Thank goodness Ed's not here, right?